After weeks of travel, the activists of Viva Palestina Aid Convoy who arrived in Gaza on Thursday had a sigh of relief as they delivered millions of dollars worth of aid to officials there. They visited a number of places across the besieged coastal strip and were invited to visit the Palestinian Legislative Council, where they were received by a number of officials. Later, they were honored by Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh during a warm reception ceremony.
The free people of the world, those men and women who took part in this convoy, are fed up with Israeli crimes and occupation and no longer can remain indifferent to the oppression of Palestinians.
The convoy passed through France, Italy, Greece, Turkey and Syria before finally entering Gaza via the Rafah crossing with Egypt. Its arrival was marked by the absence of George Galloway, the founder of the convoy, who was barred from entering Gaza by Egyptian officials. While in Turkey, the convoy members paid a tribute to 9 Turkish activists who were killed in a deadly May 31 Israeli attack on the Aid Flotilla trying to defy the Israeli blockade. The Lifeline 5 convoy, made up of 340 pro-Palestinian activists of various nationalities and 130 vans filled with humanitarian aid supplies, set off from London on September 12.
The activists of the International Aid Mission of Viva Palestina say that their mission has been accomplished as the aid worth $5 million has reached its final destination.
Shifa Hospital was the location where the medical aid was handed over to officials in the Ministry of Health.
It is here that we shall hand over, through our Shifa Hospital, our medical supplies and vehicles for distribution to the health sector in Gaza. But in bringing this small amount, we've shown that there is a siege on the people of Gaza.
Meanwhile, in an emotional moment, some members of the convoy visited Gaza Cemetery, where they buried some earth taken from the burial site of slain Turkish activists. Yusuf Al-Hulo, Press TV, Gaza.